Oh, the gospel will overcome in a world full of sorrow, by evil overrun.
You're listening to The Dean's List, an analysis of news, culture, and theological trends from a biblical worldview. This is your place for intelligent conversation on the relevant issues of our day. And now, here's the host of The Dean's List, Dr. Paul Dean.
All right, Merrick, it's Memorial Day.
Yes, it is.
You know what Christy and I talked about on Friday?
What did y'all talk about?
Your ribs.
They're good.
Barbecue ribs are the best in the world. We both said it.
Is that, does that mean you expect them today?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't expect them. I just assumed.
Ah.
Yeah. It's Memorial Day, isn't it?
I was thinking more like hot dogs.
Hot dogs?
I thought that would be easier, you know.
Woo! Tune in tomorrow and find out. Mmm, hot dogs. Okay, well, hot diggity. Despite the dinner meal, whatever you want to call it, barbecue selection, we've got other things to talk about on this Memorial Day.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, some of our listeners are going to be hearing this at midnight, so...
They will have already had their ribs and hot dogs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or we will have already had one or the other. We'll see how it goes. So, anyway, some people hear this during the day. Some will hear it tonight at midnight. Anyway, you know why I like to broadcast at midnight?
For all those who can't sleep?
Well, that's part of it.
All right.
But I like being the first show of the day.
That is true.
Yeah.
You're the first show of the day.
That's it. You know, I talked to Gary Miller, our producer, you know, a couple months back.
And we were doing it in the midday.
And I said, look, I wake up every morning. I listen to, you know, one of your shows on Christian Talk 660, 7 a.m. every morning. Sometimes I get up earlier and there's shows on before that. I said, Gary, what's it going to take? I want to be the first show of the day. He said, well, the first show of the day would be midnight. I said, done.
All right.
See?
Okay.
I want everybody to listen to me before they hear all that other stuff.
I think most of your listeners probably download it at a more convenient time, but there may be some that listen live.
Some don't, they don't wake up to hear me?
I don't know. You'll have to ask.
All right, we'll see.
Put out a poll.
We'll put a poll in the field.
Yes.
We'll start the calls. Hey, I got a piece here by Eric Metaxas.
Okay.
I like Eric.
He's interesting.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like everything he says. I mean, you know what? You don't even like everything I say, so.
That is true, but.
I don't like everything I say.
Some of his things are, that's okay.
Yeah.
We won't go down that road, but yeah, some things I've.
No, but I like him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Generally.
He's got a radio broadcast.
He does.
And we can get it right here on Christian Talk 660.
Mm-hmm.
And I listen to it sometimes.
Sometimes it's a little unique, I might put it that way. But go ahead. What did he say?
Well, he's talking about Memorial Day.
Okay.
That's what we're going to be talking about. Now, first off, he reminds us of what it's supposed to be about.
Okay. Remembering those who sacrificed.
Sure. And we want to do that.
For our country, yeah.
Yeah. And then he gives us some suggestions as to what we should do.
Okay. Hot dogs on the list?
Now, yeah. Well, no. Yeah. Yeah. That's, yeah.
Okay.
Just now, look, I don't want our folk to turn off Genesis, another Memorial Day, what we should do thing. Because we're always going to say something controversial, if not...
unique.
You know, palatable.
Okay.
We're always going to say something provocative.
In a...
if not...
thought-provoking.
You know, agreeable.
Not... okay.
Yeah, that's right. But he says, you know, you need to do the food thing, you need to do the... music concerts, baseball games, all kinds of stuff you can do, you know. Summer's kicking into gear, you know. Our 13-year-old, I mean, we have a 27-year-old, a 23-year-old, and a 13-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
13-year-old was super excited about summer kicking off.
Yes, so the pools, if you have a pool area.
Yeah, she's a swimmer. Anyway, what we want to talk about is not barbecue or pools. It's, you know, what we should be doing. Now, again, a little bit of history here. Since the Revolutionary War, and I'm just going to read here for just a moment. More than 1.3 million Americans have died during our nation's armed conflicts. By the way, I heard a Christian broadcaster talking about President Obama and his visit to Japan. And he was criticizing him by talking about death falling from the sky. And he said, you know, by what we did to Hiroshima and Nagasaki, we saved lives.
Wow.
He said there were like a million people would have died if we hadn't dropped the bomb, you know, in trying to take Japan. Now, that is just, first off, from a numerical standpoint, that's totally ignorant. And forgive me, I'm incensed over these things as a Christian. Obviously, you know, we're in a war, and, you know, we've got to defend ourselves. But to drop an atomic bomb, I mean, Christians, you got to get this one right. It's not about being an American. It's not about hating America either. But it's about saying, you know, what's right, what's wrong. And dropping an atomic bomb and killing hundreds of thousands of people instantly. And then all of the
civilians.
Women and children and all of the suffering after that. Mm-hmm. And you read what happened when the bomb blew. People who were not in the immediate area and some of the things that happened to them. I mean, the carnage is unbelievable. And we already know that our leaders at the time knew that Japan was on the verge of surrender, but they dropped the bomb to make a point to the world.
And what a point it made.
Forgive me, you know, these Christian commentators, it's just you're dishonoring Christ just because you don't like Barack Obama. I don't like Barack Obama either. But, you know, let's get it right on dropping an atomic bomb, okay? Mm. All right. And I'm gonna take umbrage at a couple of things Eric Metaxas says here. But anyhow, we'll just see. Maybe not. So 1.3 million Americans have died during our nation's armed conflicts. And you know, again, those who have defended our borders, those who have, defended, we do. We're thankful. Now, again, not every war we've been in has been a just war. And just war theory, we need to have some discussion about that, too. But that's a different broadcast.
Yeah. This is just to honor those that have given their lives.
That's right. He goes on to say that more than half of those were casualties on both sides of the Civil War.
More than half. Wow.
Yeah. So 1.3 million Americans dead, more than half Civil War. Thank you, Abraham Lincoln. I got to say that today.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Tyrant. I mean, again, Christians, you got to realize what this man did. First off, the Civil War really wasn't about slavery. Slavery was an evil. Slavery needed to be eradicated from the land, but it was on its way out.
Yes.
Right? But it was an economic war. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I was just going to say that if you go back and see like you said, it was on the way out, and the percentage of people in the South that owned slaves were a lot smaller than we're led to believe. And,
sure.
You know, a revisionist view of it, but also, that's okay.
All right, go ahead. Yep, we're getting too far afield. Yeah. We agree that slavery's evil.
Yes.
We're glad it's gone. See, we believe in liberty.
But it is a tragedy that many.
But Abraham Lincoln,
Civil War, yes,
wants to kill 600,000 to 800,000 Americans,
mm-hmm,
all because he wants to, quote unquote, preserve the Union. Part of our problem now is our country's too big, but that's another story, too.
And very divided.
Well, that's what I mean. We're divided. We're diverse. We're just not the same country anymore.
That's true.
Christy and I talked about the core, let's see, the American core on Friday, and we may talk about the new emerging American core tomorrow or the next day, which it's just not America anymore, as we've said many mm-hmm times. It's not America anymore, okay?
Yeah.
So, and it's sad, but anyway, we're getting off track. But that's okay. This is a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I told you this is not a typical Memorial Day broadcast. It's going to be controversial. It's going to be provocative. And I'm not doing that on purpose. I'm just saying, Christians, we have to think differently than everybody else. And so we're happy to be Americans. And if you listen to the broadcast on Friday, the American core is a good thing. If you really want to know what it means to be America, you know, we talked about it Friday, and that's a good thing, but it was all rooted in a Christian worldview. But when you get away from that, then America's not America. And so, you know, and why would you have any allegiance to America over any other country if it's not America anymore? But not only that, as a Christian, our ultimate allegiance, of course, is
To Christ, yes.
To Christ. And the one kingdom that's eternal, the one kingdom that's unshakable.
That knows no end.
That's right. So I'm not being anti-American, though. Just saying.
They might not have heard that.
They might not. Little inside
anyway.
Stuff going on here.
Okay. Back to the article, though. What else did he say?
Yeah. He says, by the way, I appreciate Metaxas saying this. I don't think he'd probably agree with what I just said about Abraham Lincoln.
No, probably. Well, I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not going to put words in his mouth one way or the other, but he said, if you can imagine more than 2% of the American population perished during that savage conflict. I think some of the Civil War.
Yes
more than
right.
half of those are casualties on both sides of the Civil mm-hmm. War. If you can imagine more than 2% of the American population perished during that savage conflict, that would be like 7.7 million Americans dying today.
Yeah.
Now, here's the only thing I would say to that, and I'm just being honest as a Christian. By the way, 7.7 million, that's some...
Yeah.
Okay. So here we are, Memorial Day. We're going to honor those who defend themselves. Okay. Who defend our nation. Okay. 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 You got to put a lot of qualifiers on that if you're a Christian, though. How do you do it? How do you engage in warfare? Who are you engaging? When? What are the reasons? Etc. And I got to tell you, if you're a Christian... You know, living in the North at the time of the Civil War, and you're going to fire, you're going to engage the South in war simply because your president tells you to. You got a problem with your king, which is Jesus, not Abraham Lincoln. I'm just saying. All right, we'll move on. I can tell you're mulling that one over.
Okay.
I'm just saying we're defending the folk that lived in the South were defending themselves. Now, are there a lot of savages in the South? A lot of ungodly people and a lot of ungodly acts from Southerners? Yeah. Excuse me. Just saying. It was an invading army. I mean, you're shooting on your own people. Unbelievable. We got to think that one through. Okay, I'm moving on. Because I'm a Christian. Not going to say anything? Okay. You know what... Kirk Cousins said.
No.
You like that. All right. Anyway, he says that it was after the Civil War, and I'm just paraphrasing now, that primarily in the northern states that Americans chose the day to honor the war dead. May 30th, 1868 was called the first Decoration Day because citizens were asked to decorate the graves of the fallen. Then after World War I, the day became a time for remembering all war dead, not just those of the Civil War. It wasn't until 1968 that Congress moved the date from May 30 to the last Monday in May. And in 1971, Memorial Day officially became a federal holiday. So, Eric Metaxas, he's got some suggestions as to what we ought to be doing today, or what we can do. Not what we ought to be doing, but just things we can do.
Okay.
All right? Now, look, I'm going to be provocative, so you got to hang with me.
Okay.
It's kind of like Briscoe Darling. Hang on. Okay. All right. He says, first, fly the flag.
Okay.
It's Memorial Day. Fly the flag. This is what he's telling Christians to do. Fly the flag.
Okay.
Now, you kind of know where I might go with that.
Yeah, I know. Our allegiance is to Christ.
Yes.
So,
and
I know you're not. You love America, and we celebrate 4th of July. We actually remember those who have fallen on Memorial Day, but we're not big fly the flag people. Sorry, just because
we used to have a flag. We used to fly the flag. When I was growing up, we had a big old flagpole in our front yard. Yeah. Had a big old American flag.
Yes.
I used to shimmy up that flagpole. You think I could still do that?
No.
No.
Sorry. Maybe you could. You do things that I cannot.
I do surprise you sometimes.
Yes, you do. But, you know, I'm just, I don't know.
Well, here's the thing. I'm not saying if you're a Christian and you fly an American flag, you're in sin.
No, yeah.
Okay, I'm not going to go that far.
I just have little pangs of conscience, of allegiance, you know, declaring my allegiance to, yeah, to something other than Christ. So,
well, and the reason, well, go ahead.
No, and there's nothing wrong with the country's flag, but personally, we don't fly that.
Well, and part of the reason is because I think a lot of Christians are confused. I mean, mm-hmm. they equate God and country, and America's God's country. It's somehow the New Jerusalem, yeah. and... You know, we fly. Listen, we would never fly the flag in church now when the church gathers to worship Jesus. You shouldn't do that. You are in sin if you do that. Just so you know, Pastor.
Yeah, no other king but Jesus. That's right.
Yeah. You need to get rid of that flag out of your church, especially that federal flag where, you know, you're pledging allegiance right there. I mean, this is supposed to be the God's people gather for worship. And one day America's going to turn on you. You got to go underground. You going to fly that flag then? I don't think so.
Anyway, but,
sorry, getting up on my soapbox. I'm riding down the road the other day, Suber Road. I shouldn't have mentioned it, but whatever. There's a church out there. They've put up multiple American flags on the telephone poles out in front of their property.
Oh.
You're killing me.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, you know, that wouldn't go over well for the Apostle Paul, but, you know, just saying.
Well, it wouldn't. Yeah. It wouldn't. I mean, can you imagine Paul flying a Roman flag, Caesar's flag?
No.
In the assembly
place?
He
did pay taxes.
Well, sure.
You know,
that's not
Jesus
what we're talking
said,
about, though.
But, yes, he would, anyway.
You know, Christians in other parts of the world, they don't fly their national flags in their churches.
No,
they come to America
they
and they see that and they go, oh, my gosh. And I've had, you know, we know missionaries from other countries, other nationalities, they call it idolatry.
Yeah, they think it's very odd. That's right.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'm not the only one. I might be the only American Christian saying this, but Christians everywhere.
No, I've heard others. You're not the only one.
Well,
but
good.
If you're listening, yes, think about it.
Yeah. So you know, I'm going to be remembering those who have died in war.
Yes.
I mean, the supreme sacrifice, we get that.
Yeah,
I'll throw off on that, but I'm not going to be flying the flag.
Yeah. Anyway, we had talked off air about Armistice Day, how it had originally been celebrating, that's in November, which now is Veterans Day.
Here.
Yeah.
Armistice Day. Well, go ahead.
Used to be worldwide, you know, celebrating all that have fallen. You know, that and that's
well,
where
yeah,
I
allied,
am.
The Allied forces.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That's true.
All the allies. Yeah.
But,
go ahead.
Anyway, but that's where I am. Just in my mind, I remember all those who've given their lives for whatever cause.
Sure.
In combat.
Right.
Which is a horrible thing.
Right.
No matter where it is.
That's right. Okay. And of course, Armistice Day, we don't celebrate that in America anymore. It's turned into Veterans Day, which we honor all American veterans.
Yeah.
Not just those who have fallen and not just... you know, like you said, all the allies. But anyway, all right. Now, here's Aaron Mattack.
What else does he say?
Well, he says, let's see. He talks about flying flag at half mast until noon. I don't know if we want to talk about all that.
Yeah,
you know, members,
he said, yeah.
Yeah, you know, the
that's
folks.
A way to remember,
yeah.
Yes.
He says, the second thing you could do is attend your local Memorial Day parade.
Okay.
And then he says, don't be shy. Don your patriotic gear and stand with your fellow citizens. Well, there again, I mean, I'm more and more over the years, I just have a problem with that. For Christians, my patriotic gear.
Yeah, that's more on,
you know,
4th of July.
Yeah, well, even then, I mean, I used to have.
You still do.
I used
have.
To have a jean jacket. No, I had
a jean jacket. I thought you were going to talk about those bright red pants, but okay.
No, now let me get to the bright red pants. I used to have a jean jacket. You know what a jean jacket is?
Yes. Those are...
Blue jean jacket.
Yes.
All right, well, I had one that had the stars and stripes on it, and it said USA all over it. This was back when I was young. I'm talking in my teenage years.
Okay.
And I'd wear that thing. You know, I've flown the flag with the best of them.
You know, some purists say that you can only have the flag in flag form and making it into
apparel
is a little...
Oh, I know.
Little,
listen, I remember when...
Dishonoring to the flag.
Yeah, well, I'm a swimmer, former swimmer.
Yeah.
I coach swimming now in, you know, for all the vast free time that I have.
Something the Lord has given you.
Excuse me.
To
that's
influence.
Right.
I mean,
well, sure. And I love it. Enjoy it.
You can
it.
Do
my
a
kid,
show on that, how
well,
you can use your gifts and talents
well,
to
yeah.
influence.
And my kids swim. Some yeah. involved in their lives. That you know, they don't do baseball, so,
yes.
you know. But I can remember when Mark Spitz, you know, he won those seven gold medals in 1972.
Okay.
Munich, Germany. He was Michael Phelps before Michael Phelps was born.
Mm-hmm.
So he got the seven gold medals, and he comes out wearing that red, white, and blue, you know, bathing suit. And that might have even been the team suit. I can't remember, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, have the poster with Mark Spitz standing there in the American flag, Speedo. My dad was outraged. You don't wear the American flag on your, you know, behind.
Yeah.
So, yeah, is that where you're going a minute ago?
No, I'm just saying, yeah, some would have a problem with that. But go ahead.
Sorry. Well, yeah, I'm saying if you respect the flag, I mean, there are these rules, and, you know, people follow them. And where was it? We saw a story on the news where there was a flag that was about to fall to the ground. It was on a flagpole, and mm-hmm. one 17-year-old student grabbed it, held it up, kept it from falling to the ground, stood there until someone came to fix the flagpole. I mean, stuff like that. I mean, I was all over that back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
But as a Christian, see, I take my allegiance to Christ extremely seriously. That's you know, that's why, you know, look, mainline evangelicals, we're going to be in agreement on the gospel. Not mainline, mainstream, Bible-believing. I believe every word of the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. You know, Jonah was actually swallowed by a fish. God actually created the world in 6 days. Jesus was actually raised from the dead. I'm that kind of Christian.
Yes.
And we try to have a Christian worldview. Now, a lot of things I say on the air, people think,
what? Wait, what?
Excuse me. Yeah, that doesn't sound very Christian because I'm libertarian in terms of civil society.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not libertine.
That's right.
In terms of the Christian life. You know, read John MacArthur's book, The Gospel According to Jesus, The Lordship Salvation Controversy, back in the late 80s, early 90s. I'm a Lordship Salvation guy, if you want to use that term.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus is Lord. If Jesus is not Lord, you're not saved. James says faith without works is dead. All right?
Okay.
So what I'm saying is, I don't know why I'm getting off track on all that. All I'm trying to communicate is, oh, I know what I'm trying to communicate. You know, I say some things that don't sound very Christian to some people because while I'm not libertine, I'm libertarian in terms of civil government, civil society. But that's how the gospel is applied in civil society. And that's what we were talking about last Friday, the American core.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God-given rights to life and liberty and pursuit of happiness. And anyway, we're going to go down that road too far. But the point I'm trying to make is I take my allegiance to Christ very seriously. That's why I believe in the absolute sovereignty of God. That's why I believe every word of the Bible. That's why I'm libertarian. And that's why I don't fly an American flag in front of my house. I'm just passing through. That's what Peter says.
Mm-hmm.
Just passing through.
Well, and we do appreciate lots of things about
of
America.
Course.
Absolutely. And
we're going to work.
Happy to be here, yes.
And we're going to work
to continue to make it, you know, a blessed place.
Yeah, to revive what we talked about on Friday, the American mm-hmm. core, those principles, which is the application of the gospel in this civil society. But I'd do the same thing if I were in Germany or Japan or China or wherever.
Okay. Now,
to the extent that I was able to.
Yes. All right, now before the
show. Because the gospel is holistic. We want to see people saved and we want to see people do well.
Okay.
Disciple them and disciple nations.
Now back to the list, though.
Well, we're on the list. He says go to the parade and don't be shy. Don your patriotic gear. I'm just saying. I don't think so.
Okay.
All right.
But it's okay if they do. But, yes, okay.
Maybe. Yes. Maybe.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to leave it.
All right, leave
I'm going to leave it to their liberty of conscience.
That's true.
But I'm supposed to say.
Speak the truth. Yes.
I'm supposed to say, think about this. Think about it. Give me some scripture. I heard one theologian whom I love and respect, and he's great in so many ways. Excuse me. I still got this little cough going on.
All right.
But anyway, heard one theologian say that when we get to heaven, we're still going to retain our nationalities. They're going to be Americans and Germans and Russians, and I'm like, are you insane?
Wow.
Yeah.
We may look different
well,
if God's multifaceted. creation is on display, but yes, I think we'll be speaking one language.
Yeah. So. Yeah, you're in Ephesians 3.
Yeah. Anyway.
God's multifaceted creation, his multifaceted wisdom, his multifaceted glory is on display in that people from every walk of life, every nationality, every race, every socioeconomic level, et cetera, gender, everything. They come together to form one body
in
Christ.
That's right.
Not going to be American in heaven? Are you insane? God.
Okay. Now, go. What
all right, third, here's what Eric Metaxas says. Third, visit a national cemetery and decorate graves.
Okay.
Or simply walk around the grounds quietly and pray. Well, I might visit a cemetery,
and
I might pray. I don't know about decorating the graves. I'm not sure what that's all about.
Well,
what's that all about?
I was going to say, that's just the way that people... We're not big grave decorators anyway.
We're really not.
Our family,
you know,
everybody's going to like laugh because they're not there. And that's something that comforts the living rather than the dead.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway.
Yeah, I'm just saying, if I go before you, and I'm not throwing off on what people do, like you just said.
Yeah.
Everybody finds peace in different ways.
But yes.
But you don't have to visit me at the grave. I won't be there.
I know, yes. But I've told you the same thing. Yes, I'm not there. And nor do I want you to spend money on flowers or trinkets to put on a place I'm not, where my body rests and will be raised up one day.
That's right.
Anyway.
All right, he says you can take your children to a military museum or battlefield.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Because that you know, I remember when our children were smaller, one of the most memorable things that they talk about is when we took them to a Civil War reenactment. And this was a place that had, like, fireworks or something under the ground, and they exploded. And for them, you know, the ground shook, and it was the first time they really realized how evil and bad war is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, used to as a game, they would play whatever the kids would play, army men and all that, but it's a serious thing.
Yeah, and you need to
talk
to them.
Yes, that's a good thing.
About good sacrifices, but also about the horrors of war.
Yes.
And that's the point
you're
making.
And the tragedy, yes.
And here's what Metaxas says. He says, teach them about the sacrifices made by so many, instill in them a respect for the men and women who to this day volunteer to serve their country in the armed forces, knowing that they may be called on to make the ultimate sacrifice. Well, that's right. We want to think about the sacrifices, as we've said. We want to, you know, honor and respect those who have given the ultimate sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to teach your children these things. Now, at the same time, may I just say this briefly? The wars that we're in now are not just wars. And so as a Christian, you need to think long and hard before you want to join the military. Today in America, I'm just saying, I don't, biblically speaking, there are appropriate times to join, but some are not.
Anyway.
Okay. All right. Lastly, he says, observe the national moment of remembrance at 3 p.m. on Monday. Since 2000, Americans have been asked to voluntarily and informally observe in their own way a moment of remembrance and respect.
You've been listening to The Dean's List, an analysis of news, culture, and theological trends from a biblical worldview. To access archived broadcasts, go to trueworldview.net, where you'll find other helpful resources as well. The Dean's List.
And the gospel.
The opinions expressed on today's program are those of the announcers, their guests, and callers, and do not necessarily represent those of the staff and management of His Radio Network, the Radio Training Network, or iHeartMedia.